Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you once again to be able to stand before your peoples this morning. Lord, I just pray, Father, that you will anoint every ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them. Father, I ask you to anoint every heart that they may be able to receive what you're saying to them. Lift the scales from over their eyes that they can see into the spiritual realm, Lord. And I thank you in advance that those errors are going to be taken care of. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, what we're going to be talking about today is trust open the door to the blessing of God. Watch this here now. Trust, when you trust him with your whole heart, it'll open up doors for you to be blessed. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. Let's go as we trust him, let him order our step. Let's just get started over here. Go to Psalms 37. Go to Psalm 37, verses number 23. Now, we're going to take our time because we're not going to get through. And we're going to pick it back up next week so we can get some full understanding. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I'm learning that sometimes it's beneficial to echo it and say it again. Many times we don't get it all at the first time when it first said. But when we hear it again, faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God, that's one time. And then two times when it come back up, when the Holy Spirit will bring it back up. Notice what it said here in Psalm 37 and 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. One step at a time. Watch this here. One step at a time. And I want you to know, no matter how high you got to go, it's got to be one step at a time. If you take the elevator, you're going to miss some along the way. Let him order your step one day at a time, one step at a time. And he don't give you everything that you want to know or think that you need to know in order to trust him. Let him order your step one at a time. It's a process, saint. It's a process. We don't want to skip the process. We don't want to skip what he's doing by wanting to catch the elevator and go straight to the top. Once we do that, many times we're not prepared to stay there because we done missed the process. We done missed something along the way. Let him order your step. And trusting in him, watch this here, trusting in him when you don't even understand it. Trust in him when you don't even know where you're going. Trust in him when you're not even hearing his voice. When you're on your way, when you're walking with him and he's not saying anything, trust him. And what will help you and I is to praise him and thank him and worship him until you get the next direction, until you get your next order. Because he's going to order your step. He orchestrating everything in your life to get you where you need to go. Come on now. We got to trust him. We got to just trust him. I'm not just trying to share some common words or cliche with you. Because we done heard this, and I'm going to show you the scripture that we use all the time. That we trust in the Lord, is that trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not unto your own understanding. Is these just phrases that we're saying? Or these scriptures that we just quote, do they really, really have some meaning to you? We know that, but let's move. Let's go deeper and really get the meaning, to get the meat from that trusting in the Lord with all thy heart. He gonna order our step, and he just give us a little bit at a time. He don't unfold the whole picture to you. He don't unfold everything to you. He don't tell you everything. Sometimes he don't say nothing but a word. He just say one word. But we got to be sensitive enough to be able to discern that this is what he's saying. When he speak that one word could catapult you, put you in an area, put you in safety, put you where you need to be in order to receive from him. When we trust him, it opened the door up to be blessed. Just trust him, saint. We got to trust him. We got to believe it. Let him order our step. And he delight in his way. Let us just trust him. Go with me, Proverbs. This is your favorite. You can quote it. You know all about it. You can do it on the stand on your head, laying on your side, jumping up and down. But let's just look at it, just take a closer look at it. Proverbs 3:6. Let's back it up to 5. 3 and 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I believe that you are trusting in him. I really do believe that because you're a smart class. But then that might be one or two that not trusting in the Lord with your whole heart, with all your heart. You might be operating on 25%. You might be operating on 50%. You might be operating on 75%. But guess what? You're not all the way there. You got something in the back of your mind. Now, if this don't work out, this don't happen, I'm going to go down to Jerry's loan. I'm going to go down to Jerry's pawn shop, and I get it. No, just trust him. Come day, go day. Whether you see it or you don't see it, just trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Watch this, him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? Talk to him. Don't do it on your own. Don't strike out on your own. Don't begin to operate. Don't get the cart before the horse before the cart. Don't get ahead of him. Don't start proceeding in doing anything without prayer, trusting in him. Don't get halfway down the creek. Oh, let me pray about this same thing. Let me check in with him. No, before you get started with whatever, begin to pray. Begin to acknowledge him. Talk to him. God, I don't know how to do this, him. I need you to help me. I need direction. I need a strategy. I need a plan. Make it real to me. Unfold it. Make it real to me that I can proceed with you. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let me back up a little bit. I jumped this last part of 5, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Do you know we have a tendency, you know, trying to figure it out? We'll trust in him a little bit, 90%, 80%, but then we begin to lean when it don't happen right away, when we don't see the fruit, we don't see the manifestation, then we begin to lean on our understanding. What we ought to be doing, or what we need to do, or how we need to do, whatever we need to do. No, it's a temptation to do that, but guess what? Let's just shut it down. Let's just wait on him. He'll direct our path, and we don't need to lean on our own understanding. He got a plan. He got a purpose. He know how to orchestrate things to get you where you need to go. It might be he taking care of you here. We'll see it from the scripture that he taking care of you right here, but he got to prepare them to receive you on the other end. He got to prepare them to sustain you when you get there. So in the holding pattern, begin to praise him, begin to thank him. Lord, I just thank you that you was in control. Lord, I just thank you that that you care for me in this situation, in this circumstance. I'm not gonna move until you make it plain to me. I'm not gonna move until you make it real to me. Lead me and guide me and direct my path. He'll order your step if we put him first. We got to put him first. We got to trust him. He don't want us to scrack out on our own, and then when we run into a difficult, hard spot, then come back and say, Lord, what you want me to do? Why we couldn't just trust him in the beginning? Why we couldn't just acknowledge him in the beginning instead of putting him on the back burner? He do not want to be on the back burner. He want to be on the front burner. He wants you to trust in him. He wants you to put him first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of these things shall be added unto you. He'll add these things to you. What the world is hustling, bustling, and scrounging, trying to achieve and accomplish. If we just put him first, I want you to know he'll make it plain to you, and he'll make it easy for you to get where you need to go.